Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, the following is a free 10-minute preview of the popular Inside the 18 Goalkeeper podcast. Want to continue watching or listening? Then join a 30-day free trial of the Union GK app, the new exclusive home of the podcast. For more info, go to www.theuniongk.com or download the Union GK community on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for all your support, and we'll see you on the Union. Welcome to Inside the 18. I'm Michael Magid, live from Hollywood, California. With me, and she survived the rainstorm, the atmospheric river of the past weekend, the one and only 99 World Cup winner, Saskia Weber, and telling us all about the drone PTSD experience based on bees, the one and only Michelle Batos out of Gotham FC. Michelle, I'm not going to lie, I wish that we had been recording literally when that was going on, because that was
I actually incredible. Wish you would have had the drone up recording you guys.
We have some footage. Some of our younger players were a lot better about getting, you know, I don't know, videos and Instagram stories and stuff. But we keep saying we're going to compile it together. And then while we were waiting in the room, our coaches were playing songs like Let It Be and anything to do with a bee as we like sat quarantined.
It's like Tommy Boy, like bees, bees.
Yeah. It's so hard to do it justice. It was so wild.
For those of you guys who are tuning in, this is not a zoology podcast. You guys might be a little bit confused, but honestly, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of buzzing going around. Did you see that horrible dad joke that I was able to throw in there?
That was pretty good.
That was good. All right.
Pretty solid.
That's why you make the big bucks.
Yeah. in regards to the whole history of Gotham FC lately, obviously, congratulations. You all won the NWSL championship last year.
Thank you so much.
What a crazy game that was. I'm not going to lie. I mean, Misha, as someone who has been a veteran goalkeeper, which is going to be our topic today in a learning environment, how did you feel about any outfield player who has to come into a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, if there's an outfield player crazy enough to do it, it is Neely Martin. You know, she's done it before. She did it in college, actually. One of her, I don't remember the whole story, but it's actually a story where Yasmin Ryan was playing against Neely, and Neely had to go in goal in college. So she had done it before. She had done it before in our season. So she was experienced. And even this year, we keep talking about how she needs to get reps, you know, with us at training, you know, just in case. Yeah, I mean, if I was ever going to trust a field player in that position, it was definitely Neely Martin. That's for sure.
Talk about PTSD in that situation. Mm-hmm. So 95 World Cup, the famous Mia Hamm going into goal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, yay, I'm going in. Not that yay, Bri got a red card, which is a stupid red card, but sweet, I'm in, I'm going. And it's like, no, we have no more subs. Mm-hmm. Mia. And so why Mia put gloves on boggles my mind, because they didn't fit her, nor did the jersey, which is, I'm like, why are you putting gloves on? It's not to help. But she made some saves. She like did a front smother. She had some saves in that game. So not only is she Mia Hamm, the goal scorer, but she recorded saves in that game. And then I got to play in the next game. But I was like, PTSD, like, really? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally get that. Absolutely.
And I say that to her every once in a while when people bring it up. And I'm just like, I don't want to talk about this. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, Saskia would have gone in. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of PTSD, I still have PTSD from the TKI San Diego experience in regards to the absolute monsoon that we were training in that entire weekend. And a shout out to all of you, everybody, obviously at the Keeper Institute and all the pros such as yourself, Michelle, because like you guys really made it a fun, enjoyable experience for the kids. Because honestly, in an environment like that, if you all start complaining, the kids are going to start complaining.
But Mike, you're a California boy.
Mm-hmm. So were all those kids.
Have you forgotten that any other place other than California, people actually train in the rain?
Yeah, I mean, the weather we've trained in this week is way worse than what we did there. But I mean, Jill did such a good job of just, you know, creating that community and, you know, creating an environment where you feed off each other's energy. And, you know, it's goalkeepers have each other's backs and, you know, just in that environment, regardless, you know, rain or whatever it is, like we just wanted to pour that into them and help them have that because it's just such a special thing. You don't get that as a goalkeeper a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Oh no, absolutely not. Now, obviously, you know, I mean, that was a really cool experience, but you all had been as pros, you'd been training that entire week, mm-hmm. you know, with TKI staff. Kind of talk about that and why people such as yourself, you're always consistently in the off season are training with people such as the Keeper Institute.
Yeah. I mean, that week was so fun. And honestly, I'm lucky enough that I live, you know, like an hour and a half where Jill trains, in the off season. And it's probably been about 5 or so years that I've been going to train there, if not more, in my off seasons on, you know, when we have a couple days off and I'm home. And I mean, it's just such a special environment. First of all, you're training with some of the best goalkeepers in the world day in and day out. You know, I mean, you, especially in an off season and, you know, to have the week where you have some of the best goalkeepers in the NWSL, some of the best goalkeepers in the world, national teams, everything like that, just in one environment. And you're not competing with each other. You know, I think that's the coolest thing is like, you're learning, you're picking from each other's games, you know, you're supporting each other, you're buying into the process and buying into each other. And I think, you know, it's so cool now, you know, Kaylin's playing in a game, Katie's playing in a game, Aubrey's playing in a game. And, you know, I'm rooting for them in a different way because we've trained together, you know, we've invested in each other in the off season. And yeah, TK is so special because of the people like that, that are there and, you know, having a pro environment like that, especially in the off season, but also just what Jill and Maria have done there. You know, Jill's so good at, you know, really recognizing where we're at and where we can go. She's nitpicky. She's looking for inches of improvement, you know, at the pro level, that's what it's about, you know, and she's just so passionate about it, has such a good eye for it. So for me, I mean, I go because I get better every time I'm there. And it's really, really special and really valuable. And I think a unique experience.
Yeah. And it's rare. It is unique. It's rare mm-hmm. to be able to have an environment and run something where the best goalkeepers, period, in the world mm-hmm. want to come and train together and with you to get better, not to compete, but to get better, mm-hmm. Leave their kind of egos at the door in a sense yep. and support each other is incredible. Like, you know, like when I trained by myself, or I trained with the guys, mm-hmm. you know, with my goalkeeper yeah. coach. And like, you know, there was no competition in a sense, but I was with the Rutgers men's team when I was in my off season or I was in between national team things. And that's where I would find my training. But to have something like TKI, like, and first of all, Jersey's the best. So we're just yeah. going to leave that out there. Like there's no other better place in the world than Jersey yep. for goalkeepers. So, but to have that, I would have driven down to South Jersey too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so incredible. And that's the thing too. Like we're not going in there trying to prove ourselves. Like we're right. trying new things and we're talking to each other about things. Hey, Kay, you're great at this, like at the spread save. Like, what are you thinking when you do this? What angle are you taking to do this? Oh, Aubrey, right. you're good at this. Like, can you help me with that? You know, like really feeding off each other. And, you know, there are no egos and we're even encouraged to fail, try things here because yeah. obviously you can't do that all the time in your team environments and especially in games. So yeah, it really is so special. I'm so grateful for it.
It's an advertisement for TKI. Where's Jeff?
I was not going to say it was like an advertisement or anything like that, but like I was going to keep continuing on. I was like, and guys, if you want to check out the TKI experience in San Diego, yeah. they will be there April 28th and May 5th once more. But you know, Michelle, speaking of that, in regards to like the fact that like, with the internship program that they have in the summertime, it also mm-hmm. creates that environment where these collegiate goalkeepers can train together, which is also a really special thing. And there needs to be more of those opportunities out there for both youth players and collegiate players, because for the most part, they're only training in their environment or in a showcase uh-huh. environment, and they don't feel comfortable to explore and make mistakes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, You know, that's a coolest thing. You know, when all the pros are training, there's college kids lined up. They're either training before us or they stayed after to watch us. You know, we're interacting with them. And, you know, you talk about the interns in that group. So many of them are in the league now. You know, yeah. These young goalkeepers that are in environments, Morgan Messner, Erin McKinney, Caroline at San Diego. Like, there's a bunch of them that came up in that environment at TKI, you know, learning and, you know, from when they were in college. Yeah. And I just, you know, it's, you have things like this inside the 18 because people don't talk about goalkeeping enough, like the nuances, you know, like places where you can learn and grow and challenge the position. There's not enough understanding elsewhere. So, you know, they do TKI University where they're like, you know, teaching things online, talking about playing out of the back and distribution and, you know, different, you know, approaches to saves and things like that. And, you know, yeah, I think it's just such a special thing. And I wish there was more around the country. We've been encouraging them to open ones in new places or other people to do it because, I mean, the education piece isn't, you know, consistent across the country.
No, that's for sure.
We hope you've enjoyed this free preview of Inside the 18 and it's enticed you to check out the Union GK community on Apple and Google Play stores. Keep paying it forward, everyone, and we'll see you on the app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.